Hello, and welcome to your Special Olympics Wisconsin podcast series, Athlete Voice. We are so thrilled that you have come back to join us on these fantastic discussions. Part of what we do here at Special Olympics Wisconsin is the whole concept of inclusion. That means we are working to empower the whole athlete, making sure all abilities are valued, and we value, celebrate, and respect all differences. So we're really going to dive into some of those topics today. And I'm Addie Teeters with Special Olympics Wisconsin. I'm here with my fantastic co-host, Ed Castern. Ed, how's it going today?
Good.
And Ed, I know you are so excited about our special guest today. Why don't you do the honor of introducing him?
Well, he doesn't like to be called boss. He doesn't like to be called CEO. So can I just call my friend Chad, because we are truly friends and family. So
absolutely. Hello, Chad.
Hello, Edward. Hey, Addie. Thank you so much for having me be part of Athlete Voice.
It's really, really exciting to have you join us today, Chad. And as you know, with this podcast series, we are truly focused on the voice of our athletes and making sure that their messages get amplified out into the world. But Chad, you are our fearless leader, really working on doing that each and every day. So maybe to get us started, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to this work?
Sure, absolutely. So Chad Hirschner, President and CEO of Special Olympics Wisconsin. I have the pleasure of being in this role for about 2 years now. I have spent my entire career working in nonprofit organizations. I am the type of person that I have to be involved and connected to organizations doing good in this world and making a difference. It's just part of my soul and part of who I am. And so we have a good family friend of ours. Her name is Kenzie, and Mackenzie is 22 now. And she's been an athlete in Special Olympics Wisconsin for many years, and she's part of the SOAR Fox Cities program. So we were on the sidelines hearing about Kenzie and all the great experiences she had. She was at state basketball last year, and I think in her fan squad, there were 35 people that came out to support her, making signs, cheering her on. So we were kind of living on the sidelines of the movement for a while. And I got a call one day from a recruiter who said, would you or anybody you know be interested in this amazing opportunity to be the president and CEO of Special Olympics Wisconsin? Most of the time I've gone, that's not me. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm a person that settles into where I am and like to make that home. And I paused and I went, this might be me. And throughout the whole process, I just fell more and more in love with the organization. More and more in love with the athletes, and just this is truly home.
And Chad, one of the things you've taught me is you've taught me the ability to love everyone, because that's what you've taught me throughout this organization, is open your arms and just love everyone. I don't know if Addie can agree to that, but just the acceptance and the love that and the compassion and the dedication he shows to his work every single day.
Absolutely. Chad is a leader to both of us, Edward, and his ability to lead by example just continues to make all of us better humans each and every day. And Chad, I don't know if that's your intent when you wake up every morning, but you sure are achieving that. What inspires you?
Well, again, I think one of the things that inspires me is several years ago when I was working at Children's Wisconsin, I was doing some culture training work there. And one of the first things we had to do as facilitators was write our personal mission statement. I had never done that before. And I'm happy to say that as part of doing that, and to this day, it hasn't changed. So my personal mission statement is to inspire, empower, and support others in the pursuit of their dreams. So every day I wake up and I go, how am I going to inspire, empower, and support others today? So that's what guides me and, inspires me to be who I am. And I think it's also really important to be consistent. The Chad you see at summer games is the Chad that you'll run into at the grocery store, is the Chad that you'll see out with friends. life is too short to be anybody else other than who you are. So I think being authentically who I am and being that consistent person really is something I work to make sure I do.
And Chad, when you think about all of the individuals who we aim to serve every single day, parents, caregivers, athletes, medical professionals, everybody who's involved in this movement, what is so imperative in terms of the staff and the organization that we have to achieve in order to support all of these groups of people that are deeply affected by the work that we do?
Right. When I go back to, you know, it is the athletes. I mean, this movement was created by Eunice Kenny Shriver in 1968 to improve the health and lives of athletes. So what we have to do is make sure our athletes are front and center, their voice is heard in everything we do, and we give them the space to lead. This is their organization. I am merely blessed with the opportunity to help to do what I can to play a small role to help lead it. And again, it's the athletes who really are at the center of everything that we do. And we have to remember that in everything that we do.
I was going to throw a hard one at you right away. I might as well do it.
Why not?
We have this thing called a strategic plan. Do you want to explain to our viewers what the strategic plan is and what's all involved with that, and kind of do a short version of it?
Sure. So again, I look at the strategic plan as kind of that roadmap that guides our organization for where we're going, our goals we hope to achieve over the next 3 years. So I was fortunate when I joined the organization that it was time to do a new strategic plan. Our previous one was expiring. And so our team did a great job. We had the Athlete Leadership Council involved in the strategic plan. They looked at it at the beginning, the middle, had final review before the board approved it. We involved all of our internal team, and our board played a major role in that as well. So we came up with just kind of, you know, our broad goal is how do we create inclusive communities across Wisconsin? That's amazing, because I think one of the things that we've learned as we explore the inclusion, diversity, equity, accessibility conversation, one of the groups that is still consistently marginalized are those with physical and intellectual disabilities. So there's a lot we can do throughout the state to create those inclusive communities. So we also want to focus on the engagement, the empowerment, and the expansion. So how do we recruit more athletes into the movement so they can have great experiences? How do we focus on the depth of the experiences the athletes have and the families have and our volunteers and our coaches? You know, we could not do what we do without more than 5,000 volunteers every year. So we want to make sure when they're giving their time to Special Olympics Wisconsin, they have that meaningful connection too. So really that strategic plan guides all that we do. Our team lives it every single day, and we're always looking at making our plans, revising our plans, but not losing sight of that vision to create those inclusive communities in Wisconsin.
I know we haven't started this yet, but what are your visions for the next 5-10 years? I know it's a deep, deep question, but...
Well, Edward, you know me well, my friend, and you know me, I like to make plans for the plans for the plans. I am just so excited by what our team has accomplished in the 2 years that I have been here. And we have a phenomenal staff team. Our Athlete Leadership Council is so strong, and we have a phenomenal board of directors. Those things make it really successful. And again, like I said, we couldn't do anything we do without the grassroots movement. So I think it's just how do we keep building on that, growing for the future, engaging more athletes, telling the story. I think that's a big thing for me is when I started, one of the first things I asked people is, so what do you know about Special Olympics and Special Olympics Wisconsin? They're like, well, I think you do sports for kids every 4 years. And I was like, wow, we have so much opportunity to share all that we do in Special Olympics Wisconsin, from sports to unified leadership to health to all the great programs that we do. And I think that's where the opportunity is. Let's share the story more, get people more connected, because that's how we'll make the world a better place.
And you really addressed a topic, Chad, that I think we need to dive into a bit more in terms of the work that we do. And the work that we do is vitally important. It is absolutely imperative. And I know when I joined the organization, you looked at me directly in the eyes, Chad, and you said, "We are saving lives." And I didn't truly understand the impact of that until I started working deeper in the organization. Can you expand on that? Because I do really want our listeners to know the true impact that this organization is having in multiple different spectrums.
Right. And I think, you know, Edward can attest to this too. Special Olympics Wisconsin is a family. It is a place where our athletes feel that they belong. It's a place where they're not judged. It's a place where they're welcomed. It's a place where they're given the opportunity to shine and to thrive and to embrace all the gifts and talents that they have. We also know that many of our athletes have struggles, have challenges in their life, whether it be physical challenges, whether it be with their emotional health and well-being, whether it be, you know, that they have not been included and they're not giving meaningful places for employment or housing or healthcare. So that's where we can create that transformational change. And, you know, that's truly where we are saving lives. When athletes are not able to get healthcare for 3 years, Edward, I think of your story and your story about your abscessed tooth. And, you know, 3 years, I would be a bear if it was 3 days or 3 weeks. No one should have to wait that long to have.
That just tells you about my pain tolerance and my.
It's true.
It does. And I think that's the other thing, too, is, you know, I am so inspired by the grit, the resiliency, and the determination of our athletes. It is like nothing else I've ever experienced in my life. And you get to see it on the competition field, and you get to see it just in connecting with our athletes and hearing about, you know, what life is like for them and, you know, the experiences they have on a daily basis. So.
And I think you make such a good point with that, Edward. It's, you know, yes, you and our athletes have such a significant pain tolerance. You have such a tolerance for all of the adversity that you face each and every day, but you shouldn't have to tolerate the pain.
Just like after my dad died, I could have given up. I could have closed shop, quit the door. But a lot of my Special Olympic family was there, and my mom still brings up. She's like, never give up that job because your Special Olympics family has always been there for you. And she couldn't believe the support that was there, and she just talks about it yet today. And the fact that I didn't give up, because I think Special Olympics. And I think Chad teaches that every day, us as a staff. I'm not going to give up on you guys, so you guys can't give up on me.
That's right. Yeah, Edward, you have had such a unique ability to teach all of us so many new skills, so many new ways of thinking. And I think, you know, Chad, with your leadership, too, that's what you're challenging us to do each and every day, too, is what are you going to do to get out of your lane? What are you going to do to challenge the status quo? What are we going to do to not settle with what the current situation is for our athletes and individuals with intellectual disabilities in the state? We need to keep improving and keep making things better. And so when you think of that kind of that mantra that you teach all of us, what are the things that are still making you lose sleep over at night? What are you really passionate about that you're like, we can't rest on our laurels right now?
So whenever anybody asks me the question about losing sleep, I'm like, I sleep great. Like I always do. And I don't know if it's the last thing I do before I go to bed is I do three things I'm grateful for. I end my day in that space of gratitude. I start my day in that space of gratitude. What keeps me up at night is when I start thinking about the possibilities and the future. And I start thinking about there is still so much work to do in health. We're on the cusp of doing great things in the state of Wisconsin. There's still so much more to do. I also look at, there are more individuals in the state of Wisconsin with intellectual disabilities that can join the movement. How do we reach them? How do we connect with them? How do we let them and their caregivers or family or guardians know this is a place you can call home? So for me, I sleep great. What keeps me up is that dream and focusing on the future and what's next and how we can make it better.
Like, Chad, one of the things I think about as staff and keeps me up at night is I love my job, first and foremost. But, like, the disparities, the gaps in healthcare, and how do we close those? And another one I would like to see in health is, if a person with an intellectual disability doesn't understand when they go to the doctor, can they have a health advocate available to them? I don't even know if that's a service, but, like, if somebody has breast cancer or a major operation, because, you know, with my work with Oscar Lab too, we work with a lot of easy read languages and we come up with a lot of different brochures. Why couldn't Special Olympics be involved in easy read language brochure so they could, even if they felt intimidated or they have questions, simple questions just to ask the doctor to start the conversation or to have that support advocate there? Those are the kind of things that I think about.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. And again, prior to joining Special Olympics Wisconsin, I spent 10 years in healthcare. So I was at Children's Wisconsin and I was at Ascension Wisconsin. So coming from that healthcare background and focusing a lot on community service programs, I think I carry that experience with me. And that's where I can see how we can engage other partners, because we can't do it alone. We need our healthcare partners, our YMCAs, our Boys and Girls Clubs, our insurance carrier providers, to help everyone be partners in creating transformational change. That's how we'll get it done.
So Chad, how do we as a staff, how do we as a movement really encourage individuals to get involved? Because the need is there. We need people to be a part of this and understand what we are doing in the state of Wisconsin. But it can be a little intimidating to try to figure out, what is the first thing I should do? What's that first step I should take? What kind of advice do you have for those who might be interested?
So I think the first step is just come and be a spectator. Come and join us for a regional sporting event, one of our state games. We do 220 plus sporting events a year. So there is one in a community near you where I would encourage you to come out, be a spectator, and just experience it. Then I would say it's sign up and be a volunteer. You can volunteer as a family, you can bring coworkers, friends, or just sign up yourself. I promise, give us 4 hours of your time to volunteer, especially at a state games or regional games, and you'll be back. You will be back. You will leave that experience going like, wow, I got to do this. I met so many amazing people today. I saw them compete. Like, Edward is a fierce competitor, and every athlete that I met is a fierce competitor. And they're not going to let anyone tell them no. They are there to compete the day of. So that grit, that competitive spirit, that nature really will feed your soul. So
I was going to say, Chad will tell you this story. Last year at Summer Games, he pushed me around to go to my events and things because, you know, and that was the coolest thing. And I kept talking him up, and I'm like, I'm not even paying him to say this, you know, say this. And he's like, Edward, you're bleeding. It's after a race. I said, we have to go next race. And Chad's like, the medical tent's right there. I said, Chad, we have to go.
Well, Edward, I just saw you play a mean game of cornhole, and all I know is I am never going up against you, buddy. It's not going to happen. If I'm going to protect my integrity here, I cannot play cornhole with you, my friend.
I was on the team that lost against Edward Addy, so yes, he is really good at that.
I just think about all the health staff that we have since you started. We've grown in the health department, and we, you know, I'm like, we're reaching more doctors. We're getting out there and educating. We're doing presentations. It seems like every month we're doing inclusive health presentations, and that's kudos to all our hard work that we're doing. And, you know, yes. But we have a long ways to go yet.
We do. And I think, Edward, that's back to the question you asked of, we have a plan. We have a vision. We have a strategy that we are all working on and focused on to make that happen. You're right. When I started, I think we had 29 people on the team, and now we have over 40. Part of that is building back from COVID. Part of that is being very purposeful and focused on our strategic plan, where we want to grow, where we want to make change and make a difference. And I love having three athletes on our staff. Like, it is just wonderful, and in really meaningful roles. The work that you do, the work that Lexi does, the work that Jamie does is really meaningful, purposeful work that we couldn't do it without you. So grateful to have you and everyone on the team be part of this journey together. The other day, Edward, we were on just a little coffee chat with our team, and just kind of, we started doing this since a lot of us work remotely, and just create a half an hour, you know, once a month where we can just get together virtually and talk. And Justin on our team asked, so who is a hero? Who would you say in your life would be a hero? The first person I thought of, Edward, was you. And that you would be my hero. Because in the 2 years I've got to know you, I've seen you as a dad. I've seen you as a competitor. I've seen you overcome some challenges that most people wouldn't put up with. And you do it with grit, with kindness, and you do it with a drive that wants to make the world a better place. So when I thought of hero, I thought of you.
And listeners, of course, all three of us are all misty and teary now after that. And I will add, Edward is pretty much the most loyal and best friend anyone could ask for. We're so lucky that we get to do this, aren't we? That we get to do this together and that we get to work for this movement. How's that make you feel, Edward?
I don't know how to follow that up.
Right?
I got you back. Just kidding. It's all true and it's all real. And that's how I see you, my friend. That's truly how I see you. You are my hero, and you are a hero to so many others. So, you know, we're in a movement of champions and heroes, like, and advocates and people that want to be change makers. Like, what a cool opportunity. Who wouldn't want to be part of Special Olympics Wisconsin?
I want to just thank you two for the work that you do and help for the impact that you have on my life. And Chad, one last question for you.
Okay.
What is your vision for me for the next 3 years?
Oh, my dream for you, Edward, is that you just continue to step into all the gifts and talents that you've been given. That's my dream and hope for you. It's been great to see you use your talents and co-host this podcast. It's been great to see you compete in all of the state games. That's unheard of.
Since my dad passed away, I've been at every single one. So do I have an angel up there, or do I have an angel up there pushing me?
Yep. So, and again, you are so, the work you do with the Weissman Center, with Harvard, with, you are a champion and voice for others. So my dream for you is just keep stepping into those gifts, keep using those gifts you have, because you will continue to do great things, and who knows what the future will hold, but I know it's going to be amazing.
Only if Special Olympics was international doesn't grab a hold of me first.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Chad, for joining us today. We are incredibly grateful that you took the time to just have this really open and awesome conversation with us. And I absolutely know that you have inspired others to join the movement and to take that first step and maybe be some fans in the stands. So we are incredibly grateful for this time. And for those of you listening today, if you would like additional information about Special Olympics Wisconsin, please visit us on all of our social media channels, or you can also visit us on our website at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Be sure to join us next time. Thank you.